Today's top story is especially made for our congressional correspondent, Kelsey Snell. She once wrote on Twitter, quote, "My kid just pointed to the radio and called it mama." She's also pointed out many times that parents of small children are living in a different pandemic than others. Kids 5 and under cannot be vaccinated. Families without small kids can feel relatively secure in a way that parents of small kids do not. But now we have some news. NPR has confirmed that vaccine makers are about to submit the first vaccine for kids 5 and younger down to 6 months. NPR health correspondent Rob Stein has been reporting this out. Rob, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
What's the news?
Pfizer and BioNTech are expected to submit a request to the Food and Drug Administration as soon as today for emergency authorization for their vaccine for children as young as 6 months old. You know, Steve, you might remember that the company's plan for a vaccine for these kids suffered a big setback recently. Mm-hmm. They discovered the two low doses of the vaccine, appeared to protect children 6 months to 2 years old, but did not protect those ages 2 to 5. So the company started testing a third dose on those kids. The hope is that an FDA authorization would allow children to start receiving the first two doses, so the older kids will be ready for the third dose once that data demonstrates that works.
Getting started with the vaccination before it is quite entirely figured out. Why would the FDA do it that way?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely not the way this would usually be done, but this is the only age group that doesn't have a vaccine yet, and lots of parents are really anxious to get their kids protected. So the idea is to try to make that happen as quickly as possible. There's no indication that the vaccine would raise any new safety problems for young kids, and the potential benefit could be huge.
Okay, so we'll be watching for that news, and parents of small kids will be watching especially closely, even as we follow another debate that seems in a way related. The question of what fully vaccinated means for adults now that a lot of people are getting boosters. What's going on here?
Yeah. So the CDC defines fully vaccinated as two shots of the Moderna or Pfizer vaccine or one Johnson & Johnson shot. But the CDC now also says that people should get one more shot, a booster, to be up to date on their vaccinations. But some people think that's confusing, an already very confusing situation. They say fully vaccinated should simply include a booster. I talked about this with Saad Omer at Yale.
It's fairly unreasonable to expect the general public to understand the nuance of what is meant by up-to-date vaccine. They are spending too much time on wordsmithing and writing recommendations by committee. It's public health communication 101.
The hope is that by changing the definition of fully vaccinated to include a booster, that would encourage more people to get boosted. And there's another change some people would like to see now that the Omicron surge is infecting so many more people. Change the definition of fully vaccinated to count the immunity all those people are getting from catching the virus.
Would you explain that a little more?
Yeah. So there are two ways to get immunity. One is get vaccinated, which is obviously the safest way. The other is catching the virus. So some say the definition should take that into account for things like, you know, being able to eat inside in restaurants or keeping and getting jobs, attending college. I talked about this with Dr. Eric Topol at Scripps Research.
This has been a real serious breach of the CDC since the vaccination campaign began. The unwillingness to recognize that a prior confirmed COVID is at least as good as one vaccine dose.
But there are some concerns about doing this.
Such as what?
Well, one problem is proving someone's been infected, especially now that so many people are testing themselves at home. It's also hard to know exactly how much protection someone got from an infection. Then there's the concern about whether this would fuel dangerous misinformation. Would it be used to tell people things like they should get infected instead of getting vaccinated? If they've had COVID, they don't need to get vaccinated. You know, it's really the combination of a prior infection and vaccination that seems to provide the strongest protection of all.
NPR's Rob Stein, thanks.
You bet.